USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Anti-Semitism is on the rise across the country, and the White House says they will not tolerate it.
The White House is taking action to counter the surge in reported anti-Semitic incidents on college campuses in the wake of the Israel-Hamas conflict.
There's no place for hate in America, and we condemn any anti-Semitic threat or incident in the strongest terms.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the Departments of Justice and Homeland Security are collaborating with campus and local law enforcement to address any threats. This comes amid escalating tensions on U.S. college campuses due to the ongoing conflict in the Middle East. I'm John Schaefer.
The United Auto Workers strike has concluded after over 6 weeks as the union reached a tentative agreement with GM. This follows prior agreements with Stellantis and Ford, marking a resolution with all of Detroit's major automakers. The newly proposed deals encompass enhanced wages and benefits, a reduction in the time to reach top wages from 8 years to 3, and the provision for the right to strike in case of plant closures. Ratification by members at each of the three automakers is now needed. President Biden has issued an executive order on AI, emphasizing responsible development. Speaking from the White House, Biden said it mandates companies building advanced AI systems to conduct safety tests and share results with the government before launch.
To make sure AI is safe and the system is secure.
Federal agencies must apply risk management for AI affecting rights or safety. The order also outlines measures to enhance AI development in the U.S. Mask mandates on commercial flights for COVID-19 are likely becoming a thing of the past. The Senate has approved an amendment to a spending bill prohibiting the use of federal funds to enforce face covering mandates on airlines, trains, and buses. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hundreds of angry protesters stormed a landing field in Russia as a plane from Israel arrived Sunday. It happened in the predominantly Muslim region of Dagestan, where the crowds, some waving Palestinian flags, shouted anti-Semitic slogans and tried to get to the plane. Open enrollment for health care insurance under the Affordable Care Act starts this week. Those new to the program and those renewing plans can sign up beginning this Wednesday, November 1st. A record 16.3 million people signed up through the health insurance marketplace last year. You can browse plan options and prices at healthcare.gov. Open enrollment ends on December 15th. Tampa, Florida police are searching for more suspects after two people were killed and 16 others injured after a Sunday shooting on a crowded street. Democratic Tampa Mayor Jane Castor, a former police chief, says it's way past time to talk about common sense gun regulations.
The vast majority of Americans support responsible firearm ownership. They also support reasonable regulations.
The mayor says it's time to have those difficult decisions, or we'll come back to this each and every day. A 22-year-old suspect has been arrested and charged with second-degree murder in the shooting. The co-creators of Friends are calling Matthew Perry's death the one where our hearts are broken. Perry was found dead in a hot tub at his home on Saturday. He was 54 years old. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.